Going back to the sort of the lead up to the election itself, you're credited with being a bit of a shaker and a mover and kind of getting everything organized for Frag Free Denton. Actually, didn't you come up with the name Frag Free Denton? I think Adam Briggle said you did, but well, that's, you know, that's his memory.
I don't know.
All right, well, either way. Either way, you've been cited elsewhere as really being one of the people who really helped push sort of the actual, you know, physical, getting the people together, getting everything organized, making everything happen. Was that just driven by what put you there? Did you just take mm-hmm. that banner up because you felt very strongly about it, or did you just kind of fall into it?
No, Kathy McMullen asked me specifically mm-hmm. if I could coordinate the volunteers. So I just started, and she's a lady that you want to follow. She's a strong woman, and we did need organizing. We really needed organizing. I just dove in. I can credit some of the success to the folks at Texas Campaign for the Environment. I went down there one day, and they basically just showed me how to map out a city and break it down into small block walking maps for volunteers, how to keep stats on each person that you come in contact with, door knocking. And, you know, I had no experience volunteer coordinating for a campaign at that level, but I had other experience I had other life experience. So, yeah, I just dove in, and it was a lot of, like, learning as we went. And I think the volunteers were amazing. There was, like, this core group of about 50 people, and everyone was so energized, and they did all this grunt work of covering every door in Denton. You know, I think once we looked at our final map, we had covered about a little over 90% of the city with some face-to-face contact. Either we had handed a flyer to that door, we had knocked that door and had a conversation, a door hanger had gone on that door, something. You know, over 90% of the city had been walked by about 50 people. And it was incredible, you know? And I think, I guess to, like, answer your question, I mean, it was a collective drive that was moving. I mean, talk about a movement. You could feel the city was waking up. People were being educated. People were coming to understand the issue. When I first moved to Denton, I mean, no one knew what fracking was. Even though it was all around us, people weren't talking about it on the streets. So you started to see the yard signs go up, and you started seeing bumper stickers, and you started feeling that message moving across the city in a really powerful way. And so it propelled itself. You know, when Kathy started it, I was so happy to be brought on board. And then, I mean, I will tell you, I didn't even own a car at the time. I think I owned a car. I didn't own a working car. So I was doing that on my bicycle. I was biking to the Greenhouse restaurant, who supported us so much. I was biking there with, like, posters and flyers on my bicycle, biking to and from campus, just all over the place. I had this ratty old laptop. It was like, we were working with sticks and stones. I mean, really, it was a lot of the work was just done on paper and in person. Which is astonishing when you think about the amount of money that the oil and gas industry poured into the city. If you were around at that time, you would have seen semis going by with billboards, pro-fracking billboards on the side of the, like, they would just hire these stinky trucks to drive around town, ironically, which is these big billboards on it that were pro-fracking billboards. They rented billboards all around town. I mean, I don't even own a television, so I would go over to a friend's house, the TV would be on, and it would just be, like, inundated with these pro-fracking ads. We were just bombarded, which I will say, had the city council just passed it then, which they absolutely had the support to do, because we overflowed that chamber with hundreds and hundreds of people that came to speak for the ban, they could have saved the city all that hassle. They could have saved us having to have those semis coming down the streets. They could have saved, you know, the volunteers from getting death threats from the industry. But side note, yeah. Could have saved us a lot of trouble and work, but that's okay. I'm glad that the vote is on the record. Mm-hmm. Oh,